So let's understand the structure of talent management process, where you are identifying and assessing the competencies, you are doing the performance appraisal, you are looking into succession and career planning, development of talent by coaching, mentoring and training, you are linking compensation with the program, targeting culture, which is an important driver of talent management program, secure prior executives' commitment to make talent management mode, and evaluate the results on regular basis. So in short, we have seen this at the structure of the talent management program. And now let us build the talent management strategy, how we are going to build. First, you define the meaning of talent, what exactly you mean by talent for your organization. Who are the people, who are the employees who are covered under this? What is the strategic talent needs of the organization based on the products and services that you are offering, based on your strategic objectives for the present as well as for the future? Then you develop the employment brand by having the right talented people who are highly competent, who are multi-skilled, who can change over and adapt to the newer requirement based on the technology changes that are occurring in the world. At the same time, they are highly satisfied with the compensation that is being provided to them, the empowerment that is given to them, that autonomy and the significance of the task that they are doing. With that, they are going to talk only good about the company, even when they are outside in some social function, or even if they leave after retirement, by word of mouth, they are going to appreciate the company in which they have worked over a period of years. And that's how you are going to have the brand of the company to be built in such a way that any person who sees the advertisement regarding the recruitment is going to jump to apply for this kind of employment, because these are some of the highly visible and highly appreciated employment brand. One can say that these are some of the companies who are best for employment, like you can say Colgate and P&G, etc. So hiring methods for competent people who will stay for a longer time. Now that's one thing which one has to look into while hiring the people. First, you'll have to see the right kind of talent is available in this person, which is required for your company or not. That means, are they competent or not? And only competency is not enough. Their attitude should be positive attitude. They should be not be a person like, you know, if their past history tells you that every 6 months or 9 months or a year they are changing the jobs, then that means that they are not going to stay for your company also for a longer time. So one has to match the values and the culture of the person, the attitude of the person vis-a-vis the company's requirement or the company's culture, company's way of appreciating them, whether he's going to appreciate that or not, and then hire that person so that he's going to stay for a longer time, he's going to have the job involvement and citizenship for the company, so that you can manage this talented person in your company for a longer time. Not only that, you have to get the right person, but to retain a talented person is more important in today's scenario. See, jobs to develop skills, you should have given such jobs to these people who are talented people so that they can develop their skills further, which provide them independence to work on their own. Autonomy should be given. This will improve their interest, and if they are given challenging work, it will improve their creativity, and finally, they will be remaining more loyal to the company, and hence talent retention will be better. One has to look into the career development and growth opportunities of these talented people over a long period, and they should know about how the career development will occur and what are the growth opportunities available to them over a period of years, so that they have got clear idea about what is their future in this company. That's how they will be more attracted to join such companies and they will be retained for a longer time in your company. So talent retention will be also better. So this is one of the important talent management strategy. Then comes, you should provide them a reasonable work-life balance. What is work-life balance? Well, people are working normally say 8 hours a day, but with corporate culture in India, we have seen people working for 13, 14 hours a day and 15 hours a day also. If they are interested in their work, if they are getting high salary, if they feel that there is a career growth, if they feel that there is a growth opportunities, learning and development is there, they don't mind working for a very long time. But then, what about their family life? It is definitely going to be adversely affected. They may not get adequate time to their wife, to their children. They don't get time to go for parent-teachers meeting for their children. They have got no time to attend when the son is going for football match, inter-school match, and if he is succeeding his team to win against the other team by having 3 or 4 goals against the other team, and if he sees that his parents have not come at all to see his success, then naturally he is not going to feel good about it, and the bond between the parents and the children will be adversely affected by this. So one should not have that kind of corporate life where the work-life balance is totally adversely affected. So when you are going to manage the talent in your company, you have to see to it that you don't allow a person to work for so many hours, at the most half an hour or 1 hour more on some days is a different thing. But if it is every now and then occurring, then it is not good for the work-life balance of the employee, and maybe for some time he may continue, but ultimately a time will come where the burnout is more common and then you are not able to retain this talented person in your organization. You have to recognize the talent in a person. You have to ensure that there is a regular talent audits done so that you know what kind of talents are available in your company, which can be utilized in various jobs, so that if required, he can be transferred to another department where his talent is used, so that he will be happy and he won't be doing some monotonous work whereby he is likely to leave the company. And one should build leadership capabilities in such talented people so that ultimately they can influence their subordinates and others to follow them with the right kind of competencies, and they also develop such capabilities in their subordinates. At the same time, one should think about succession planning at all levels of the organization by developing them, by sending them for job rotation, by sending them for management development programs, and by so that they can acquire the right kind of competencies whereby they can be placed at a higher level and they can be successful at managing such posts with right kind of achievement of the organizational goals efficiently and effectively. So let's understand what are the various best practices for talent management. The first and foremost one can say is experiential learning. That means one should learn from experience. Well, what is experience? Experience is the number of years a person is going to work and make mistakes at times. From the mistakes one should learn. Then only it is experience you have gained which is useful. Otherwise, if you go on committing the same mistake again and again, that means you are not learned. Learning is something where there is a change in behavior. Just acquiring knowledge, skill or ability once and then forgetting it then not applying it in your life, whereby you are not going to change your behavior, then it is not learning. So similarly, when you have experienced something, because of the number of years you are working in that particular field, because you have tackled certain difficult clients, because you have tackled certain problems in the machine or in the service area, how you have overcome these difficulties, how you have learned from it, and so that in future you are going to be a better person to tackle these kind of problems, that's experiential learning you are getting. Not only that, you should learn from that experience, but you have to percolate this to other people in the similar areas, whereby they are not going to make the same mistake. They did not reinvent the wheel. So in one department, if you have learned something out of this, suppose there was an accident, you have analyzed why the accident occurred, and then you have taken some measures to prevent this accident. One has to see to it that this experiential learning should be percolated to all such departments where this kind of work is done, whether it is in your own state or in your own city or any part of India or any part of world also. If you are having, you are a multinational company, or if you are having geographically diverse places where you have got such kind of manufacturing done. So this experiential learning should be immediately sent through the email, through the video conferencing or whatever means is available, so that such kind of accident should not repeat at any other place, and all the required prevention of the problems are taken care of and preventive programs are implemented. That is experiential learning, whereby you are managing the talent at the best way. Then comes mentoring. What is mentoring? A senior person does the hand holding of the junior person when he enters the organization. He guides them, he coaches them, he motivates him to do better, he improves the competencies and skills of that person. In case of problems, the junior person can always approach this senior person and he will do the hand holding, he will guide him how to take care of this, that is mentoring. Then comes, one should always focus on the type of business one is in and the business dynamics one should understand, and what kind of competencies are required for that, what kind of talents will be best for managing this business well, should be taken into consideration by each and every employee. This is how talent management will be done. Then comes, ensure that skill alignment of talent is done. Suppose you have got, say, communication skill, then it is better that you should be either in HR department or a counselor or some other place where these communication skills will be utilized in a better way. You should be able to transmit this to others. You should be able to counsel the person, opposite person, in such a way that he is empowered to take care of his own problems. So one should ensure that whatever skill a person has got, it should be in alignment of the talent, so that it is imparted at the right place, it is being utilized rather than remaining dormant with this person and then percolated down and across. One should build the leadership skills in the people so that they can influence and inspire others to do the right thing. Then comes focus on employee feedback. One has to take the feedback of the employees because they are your internal customers. So you should know whether they are happy, they have got job satisfaction or not, whether they are happy with the remuneration, the salary that they are getting, the fringe benefits that they are getting, whether they can suggest anything to improve upon whatever function they are doing. Is one type of way in which we take the employee feedback and we are improving upon our functioning of the department. High level of involvement of top management has to be there as far as the talent management is concerned. Otherwise, if they are not acting as a role model for managing these talented people, naturally it will be adversely affecting their mentality and they are likely to leave, and hence you won't be able to manage these talented people well. You have to build a return on investment culture for HR function as well. Well, normally we feel that HR function is something which is more or less intangible. But one has to now put money value to your function to find out whether there is a return on investment or not. For example, when there is a high employee turnover, what do you think? What is the cost involved? Somebody will say that just recruitment cost will be there for a new person. Well, it is not just the recruitment cost. There are a lot of costs involved when a talented person, a highly skilled person is resigning and going to some other organization from your organization. Number one, there is going to be a latent period. Maybe you have given him 3 months notice period. But then once he has resigned, it is difficult to get the same kind of involvement in the job from this person because he is on the verge of changing over the company. So he is more busy in thinking about the future job rather than concentrating on the present job. Second, the productivity of this person is going to suffer. The quality of this person's work may suffer, which will lead to adverse customer satisfaction, if we see, which is going to affect your organization in the long run also. That is one chance. Secondly, when you are going to recruit a new person, this new person, for recruitment, you will have to have advertisement cost, which is quite huge if it's a high level of post where you are going to advertise in Ascent, in Times of India and things like that. That per word they are going to charge you thousands of rupees. Third, the place where you are going to take the interviews, the cost of the HR people who are going to take the interviews, their salary cost, etc. Suppose it is kept outside the place, then the convenience cost will be there. Then some external candidate is called, the convenience cost for that candidate also will have to be borne by the company. Say airfare or a first class ticket fare for the train may be given. Once he joins, again, to come to the level of that stature of the skill requirement for that post, it may take 6 months to a year at least for that person to work at the same level. So the cost of his efficient functioning, which is not there, also will be there to be borne by the company. And if he is a liaisoning person, then it is very difficult for this person to have the same kind of context developed with the earlier person was able to get the work done from the outside people, say government officials or the other company people or the other department people and various things. At the same level, it may take 2 to 5 years at times also. So a lot of cost will be involved when the employee turnover is more. So if you want to find out how HR people are going to manage to minimize this kind of employee turnover, what is the return on investment culture for the HR function also one has to think of. In that case, then only you can say that this HR manager is very good, where he is able to manage the employee turnover to the bare minimum. Or he is developing his own people in such a way that there is not much loss of function or the skill level, because the lower people are ready to take over that post very easily. Create a team of HR, IT as well as line managers to own and manage talent management process. It's a combination of HR, information technology and line managers. When they work in coherence, it is likely that the talent management process will be managed in a better way. One should have long-term plans how to manage the talent in the organization so that the right kind of training and development, growth opportunities, career development, succession planning, etc., if it is done in a long run, people are going to stay with you committed. Then one should have the proper review mechanisms or performance appraisal, future potential of the person, the competency mapping, etc., whereby you can find out exactly what kind of talents you are having and how to keep them sustainable for the company. One should have to develop a talent mindset among people, whereby people go on improving their skills so that it's a learning organization. One should integrate all talent management sub-processes so that your organization never have a dearth of talented people. Your organization can take all the challenges of the future because you have got talented, competent people who can take care of any adverse circumstances, any situational requirement in future also. So this is how you can integrate talent management sub-processes to see to it that your organization remains sustainable and it can have sustained growth for future also. So let's understand what are the various challenges which may be faced in talent management. One is hiring and retaining talent across levels for organic as well as inorganic growth. Now it is very difficult to get the right people, right talented people for various levels of people required in an organization, right from sweeper to the top management in a way. So hiring itself is difficult to have the right kind of talent, right kind of competent people for the right kind of job. At the same time, once they are hired, it is difficult to retain these talented people across levels for the organic as well as inorganic growth of your organization, because some of these talented people, if they have got the attitude of job hopping every now and then, thinking that because of that they are talented, they are going to be offered much higher and higher salaries at various organizations with acquisition of some more experience in a blue chip company, then in that case it is difficult to retain these talented people because they go on doing job hopping. Developing employees' experiences appearing to diverse age groups. Now, since there is a wide variety of age groups working for you, right from very young to elderly people, it is difficult to have the mindset of all the people working coherently and to make them appeal to all these age groups, the programs that you are going to offer them and all. So you should develop a robust leadership pipeline for future also, whereby a good career planning and succession planning should be made by regular training and development programs for your talented people, talented managers. One should determine the global leadership capabilities of the people, because today is the world of globalization where you have to have the global market leaders with whom you are going to compete, and hence you should develop your people's competencies at the global leadership level so that you can survive, sustain and grow. One should have retention of middle management people who can take care of the blue collar workers and the lower managers who are the ground root levels of people who are working for the organization. One has to relook the roles for second career if they are retiring. Also, shift the mindset from buy talent to build talent. Now, what is this buy talent and build talent? There are many top managers who feel that we can always buy talent by poaching some of the highly talented people from the rival industries. But in that case, what's happening? One thing, you are not able to promote your own people from within. So there is always your own people are getting demotivated by that. It leads to reduction in their morale boosting. Secondly, whenever you are buying talent, you are going to pay them a bomb. Suppose that person in a rival company is getting, say, 2 lakh per month as a salary. When he is going to come to your company, he is going to take the job only when he is being offered 3 lakh per month or so. At least 33% to 40% more he is going to ask for. And some of the highly talented people can ask even for more. So naturally, your cost is going to rise remarkably. Instead of that, if you build your own people by improving their competencies, by sending them for right kind of training and development programs, so that they become promotable for the next higher level, that is build talent. In that case, if he was getting say 1.5 lakh rupees per month earlier, and now if you are going to offer him say 2 lakh per month also, it is going to be cost efficient. Because if an external person comes, you'll have to pay him 3 lakh rupees per month instead. So, the top management should shift their mindset from buy talent to build talent. And that will enhance the motivation of your own people, that will improve the morale of your own people, which will in turn help you in better functioning of your employees effectively and efficiently. With this, we have learned what is talent, what are the factors required for talent, what is talent management, what are the best practices for talent management, what is the process of talent management, etc., and the importance of talent management in today's global scenario. One has to understand these aspects and see to it that we are managing our talented people in the proper way. We change our mindset from buy talent to make talent, which will improve the morale of our employees themselves, which will make us competitive in this world, global world, where a lot of competition is there. So competitive advantage will be there if you have got the proper talent management done in your organization. Thank you.